about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca and Bryce with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the first Australian-designed and manufactured rocket has barely made it past the launch tower, exploding on liftoff near Bowen in North Queensland. Gilmour Space's rocket lifted off shortly after 8:30am on Wednesday and was airborne for about 14 seconds. Before the test flight, Gilmour Space had set a target of simply getting off the launch pad. Quote, "We're happy, all considered. We know what happened. Unfortunately, it was an old rocket. It's been sitting on the pad for 18 months, so this was always likely, but this is good," unquote. The company celebrated the launch as a major milestone, achieved with no injuries and no adverse environmental impacts, and there were already plans in the works for the next rocket.
Police and council officers have issued move-on notices to at least 10 individuals in major homeless encampment in Southport. Four council vans and two police officers on dirt bikes swarmed Eleanor Perkins Park on Wednesday at around 9:30am, issuing the notices and photographing occupants. A spokesperson for the Gold Coast City Council on Wednesday said the city continues to utilise its full legislative power under the local law to manage public spaces. Quote, "City officers in conjunction with Queensland Police Service are progressing compliance action to address breaches of local law," end quote, they said.
In national news, Anthony Albanese has suggested to Labor colleagues that he will be recognising a Palestinian state, but it will be a matter of when and not if, and such a decision can only be made once. Albanese has affirmed his long-standing belief in a two-state solution, saying that Israel has the right to exist in secure borders and Palestine to have their legitimate aspirations for their own state realised. It comes after French President Macron and UK PM Keir Starmer both announced their countries would recognise a Palestinian state by September at the UN General Assembly, if Israel does not commit to a total ceasefire by then. And in breaking news, Canada will also recognise a Palestinian state at the Assembly.
The Albanese government's bill to cut student debt by nearly a quarter has passed through the House of Representatives with support from the Coalition, after Susan Lee confirmed the opposition would not stand in the way. The bill could see student debts cut by 20% for some 3 million graduates, or remove about $5,500 from the average debt. The changes would also raise the repayment threshold for student loans from $54,000 to $67,000. The bill was a major part of Labor's youth-focused re-election pitch in the election. Susan Lee also said that, quote, "Underpinning this student debt relief bill has been a massive cost of living crisis for Australia's students," end quote, and vowed to hold the government to account.
In international news, space agencies in India and the US have launched a new satellite which will, quote, "keep a hawk's eye on Earth," and is noted to detect changes in land, sea, and ice sheets. The NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, weighing 2,392 kilograms, was launched at 5:40 p.m. India time on Wednesday. The first-of-its-kind satellite will be the first in space to watch Earth using two different radar frequencies, NASA's L-band and ISRO's S-band. NASA and ISRO say NISAR will revisit the same spot every 12 days, detecting changes in land, ice, or coastal shifts as small as centimetres in order to support disaster preparedness and track climate change impacts. The satellite will take 90 days to fully deploy and will start collecting data once tests on all of its systems are fully complete.
Moving on to the weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. But otherwise, that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or X, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.